Two school finance bills were in play as a legislative deadline approached, a House bill that increased spending by about $500 million and a Senate proposal for about half that much, both aimed at satisfying a Kansas Supreme Court order. Collier threw his support behind the more expensive House bill, but soon after it narrowly cleared both chambers, an error was discovered that reduced its funding by $80 million. Collier says that money must be restored.
The legislature and the Kansas State School Board are working, and we're working with them on a solution to make sure that that is properly taken care of.
But that has to get taken care of.
Needs to be taken care of.
Lawmakers are scheduled to return on April 26th, only 4 days ahead of the court's deadline for getting the plan. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.